You know it's hot out there, so hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Just a reminder, look out for your kids, grandparents, parents, everybody you know. Reach out to them, make sure they're okay, don't need any help, and your pets as well. The heat is a killer out there. We want to keep everyone as safe as we can, especially over this holiday. And please, you know, be very careful with fireworks. We have the professionals that do it. The parade company, the Ford fireworks are spectacular. Communities have their own fireworks. Doing fireworks is a very dangerous thing. Leave it to the experts. I know you feel you are great at it and you've done it well, but every year we come back and somebody's lost a finger, an eye, or worse. So please, please. And with the dry conditions and heat, they're going to set houses on fire if they're misguided. State Senator Jim Runstead is here, 23rd District, Chairman of the Michigan GOP. Michigan's legislature missed its self-imposed July 1st budget deadline yesterday with no agreement reached. I'm wondering, State Senator Runstead, welcome back. Paul W. here. Do the negotiations remain active as they were yesterday?
Well, thank you for having me, Paul W. Yes, the negotiations are active, and I'm here watching out for, as you mentioned, the kids, the grandkids, and the parents here in the state of Michigan on this budget process. So far, what we're hearing, and we're not hearing a lot because there's literally almost zero transparency in this process. So we've not seen a single thing. We're supposed to vote today, but we have not seen a single thing. Apparently, from what we're told, is that the budget is smaller. That would be good. There's no a tax increase or rainy day fund raid. So those are some things wanted by the governor that were not are not going to be in the budget, from what I understand. So those are some of the good things. Some of the bad things are that there's a boatload of bills that are policy bills that the House, Senate, and governor are all negotiating that they want through. And again, we don't know what those are. And secondly, there is a boatload of what I will call pork barrel projects that legislators are going to want to run through. I remember when the Democrats had a majority, we put through $1 billion in pork barrel projects. That's when you hit all the just massive corruption, like the $4,500 coffee maker, the $20 million grant to a company that didn't exist, and another $20 million grant to another company that didn't exist, a health farm or something. So that's what happens when you get to this last minute. We were supposed to have this done July 1st and still not done. And then when they gush everything out at the last second, they slap, you know, 1,100 pages in front of you. Read this, and we're going to be voting in a couple hours. So it's just a terrible process.
Yeah, but I'm told you're in better position than last year when you also had a July 1st deadline, self-imposed, but the final budget was not passed until October 3rd.
Yeah, it's, again, the devil's in the details on how this process is going to work. Is there going to be an agreement? I don't know for sure that that's going to happen. Hopefully we will, and particularly the schools have to have some idea of what their budgets are going to be, because they're now planning for all of next year. So sure, they need to know, you know, what is the money that we're going to have to work with? And when they don't have that, it really is destructive. So at the very least, we should have the school aid budget passed today. Hopefully the whole thing will get through, but I'll tell you, when you've got a boatload of policy bills that they're negotiating that they want through, and all these members wanting all these pork barrel projects, it could fall apart. We'll see.
All right. Something else while we have you here, State Senator Jim Runstead, the 23rd District, Chairman of the Michigan GOP. You've been very outspoken and come up with your own idea and plan regarding data centers. Obviously, you're urging caution and scrutiny, but tell us your thoughts on that, your stand and your suggestion.
Yeah, I would say it's one of the biggest issues I've seen since I've been in office, and certainly the most bipartisan issue I have seen since I've been in office that is controversial. So I would say it's probably, and the studies have shown, somewhere around an 80-20 issue. I don't know who the 20% are who want a data center put in their backyard with no guardrails. I don't know who that 20% are. It might be a 90-10 issue. But what's happening is these are springing up, and your listeners may not have heard yet, but they better check their planning and building committee. They may have one coming up real soon, oftentimes with what's called an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, meaning that they're meeting with the locals. They're not telling you about it. You're not finding out about it. Oftentimes it's fast tracked to the planning and building, and you don't even hear about it then because.
Wait a minute. How do you, in a position of power, allow people who want to build something anywhere get away with having people sign NDAs so that other people aren't aware of it?
Oh, yeah. Not only aware of it, but who's getting what? I mean, who's getting paid up? Whose property is being purchased? I mean, it's horrendous. I've not supported NDAs. I've co-sponsored bills to get rid of them. There are billions and tens of billions of dollars floating all over the place at the fastest pace I have ever seen something go. Once these are built in your backyard, you've destroyed that. If in 2 or 3 years they overbuild, which I hear is going to happen, now a lot of these are going to close up. Now you got that big, gigantic monstrosity in your backyard. There's tremendous noise or water resources used. By the time communities oftentimes find out about it, the locals have agreed or they started the process. Now they go after the community. They're going to sue the community if the community tries to put the brakes on it. So, yeah, I asked for a year moratorium. I put a bill in to that effect. The Democrats who saying we need a moratorium and sitting dead in the death committee, as everything they seem to talk out of the side of their mouth. Oh, we shouldn't have these data centers being put in, but they're raising millions of dollars on it. And so when I put in that moratorium, let's just pause this. We need development. We need to have good infrastructure and IT, but let's do it right. Nope, they want this thing fast-tracked. They put in a series of bills that will deal with over many years, will study stuff that isn't going to do anything. You got to pause this thing so we can get control on it. By the time their bills even get hearings, if they ever do, this is all going to be built out. And it's really catastrophic for these local communities that don't get any input until the train's on the track and then they can't stop it.
State Senator Jim Rumsdad, 23rd District, Chairman of the Michigan GOP. Always a pleasure having you on, sir. I hope that you enjoy this 4th of July, 250th birthday celebration of these great United States of America.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you.
Thank you, sir. We continue in focus at 1243 on WJR.